Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you'll be listening to right here, youtube.com/. Steve and Larson available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and the notify bell next to it.
Yeah.
And if you're on a podcast app, be sure to leave us a rating or a review, especially if you're on CastBox.
Yes,
we've got
please.
A partnership with CastBox now.
Yeah.
Check out the app. It's a great way to listen to podcasts. And leave us a comment.
I was listening to some podcasts this morning.
Really? Were you doing it on the CastBox app?
Yeah.
Oh, how was your gym workout today?
Good.
In less than 20 seconds, how was it? What'd you do?
I'm sore.
Well, that's good, man. That's good. Do you think you're more or less sore than Will Ospreay after that junior heavyweight
Probably
championship
less,
match?
I wasn't working out my head or neck at all. It was arm day for old Larson.
Let me ask you something.
What?
If we ever do what we want to do, and that's attempt a Spanish fly off a bar in a bar fight.
Uh-huh. Well, is it that or Starship Pain?
Oh, well, how about this? We'll decide right now. You drop Starship Pain. I'll drop Spanish Fly off the bar.
I don't know. I feel like Starship's or Spanish Fly is harder because both people have to do the full
They're
rotation.
Both completely ridiculous. Whoever I'm fighting in a bar has to do it with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So I'll take on that since you seem daunted by it. I'm optimistic that I'll be able to hit it.
Hold on.
I just wonder if I'll hit my head
you will, in the bar,
against the
absolutely.
Bar and it'll like completely touch. Man, it didn't even touch his shoulder. It touched like his lower.
Just make sure your head doesn't get bent that way.
It touched his bicep.
That's when you'll probably break your neck.
Man, we are
either direct impact on it or up.
We are both old. How are we doing?
Heck yeah, man.
Okay.
We got people joining.
We are both old. And to watch that stuff happen, he's 24 years old, I think said.
Yeah, he's young.
Oh, my God.
It's not just that he's young, though. He's in really good shape.
Yeah.
So he's got really well-developed trapezius muscles up here.
Yeah.
So not to say that he just brushed that off, because he said on Twitter that he's fine, but he doesn't know he'll be able to make his shows in New Orleans this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, he's got, somebody counted, he has at least 7 shows in New Orleans.
So we'll see if he'll be able to make those. But between the way his head... You know, well, it's a couple things. Thankfully, the force of the move wasn't downward; it was towards the apron.
Well, yeah.
So that way, the impact wasn't fully on his head.
Yeah.
He didn't land on the top of his head or up like this.
Right, right, right.
And also, he's muscular; that helps support everything. So he managed to avoid, it seems, any sort of injury.
Yeah,
but
man.
But it looks like it hurt.
Well, look, I'll say this too. I'm absolutely not criticizing the guy. I'm just saying sometimes New Japan, especially New Japan, sometimes it hurts to watch that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this last show, a couple instances. Well, I mean, usually we don't get people bleeding in New Japan. It seems twice people got busted open the hard way.
Yeah.
And that's a rarity in New Japan shows.
Him and Cody. I will say this, though, just before we launch into the rest of the show.
We're going to talk about Sakura Genesis.
We're going to talk about Sakura Genesis in a bit. That was the best. And granted, I from what I understand, him and Skrull always put on fantastic matches. And on Matt Chat this past weekend, this Sunday, like, you know, it was so annoying that Matt Chat came out, like, you know, hours after Sakura Genesis wrapped up. And it was the best Marty Skrull match I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
I understand
yeah.
he's put on good matches, and him and Ospreay put on fantastic matches.
Well, he wasn't being a comedy wrestler.
That's my thing about – they have him – in this comedy, like this inching towards further and further into comedy territory.
And he wasn't that at all.
And my God, that dude can wrestle. I wish that they would inch him further back from the comedy stuff and further more towards those kinds of matches.
Yeah, he was vicious.
Because my God.
All the stomps in the back of his neck.
Oh, it was
anyways,
amazing.
We're getting way ahead of ourselves. We got a couple stories to talk about before then.
Okay.
Are we going to start with Sakura Genesis if you want to?
No, man. Let's get into our stories first, and then
all
we'll
right.
talk about Sakura
well,
Genesis.
Well, do you want to do any plugs? Do we do any other plugs? Do we talk Pro Wrestling Tees yet? No. We're on ProWrestlingTees.com/goinginraw.
Did you see? They tweeted out. They said, there's a big sale coming around the corner.
That.
So that's happening soon, man.
So don't buy any of our shirts until the sale happens.
Look at these two shirts I have. I made. The I Find It Funny shirt. Look at that. The Golden Shuffle shirt. And then the colorful, goofy, Going In Raw, Steve Was Bored shirt. So we made that. Don't buy them now.
Wait till the sale happens.
Wait till the sale happens, and then buy them.
Yeah.
Don't do it now. I don't want your money now.
Yeah, not now. Later.
I'm not going to give you a refund or anything.
Later. Well, I mean, Pro Wrestling Tees, they don't do refunds, I don't think.
Right, yeah. It's not us. It's not our thing. It's their thing. And so just wait. Tomorrow, the next, I don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Evidently, there's going to be a big WrestleMania sale.
So just wait for that, then buy all the
shirts.
Buy
all our shirts. We have a ton of them. Does this work? No, that one doesn't work anymore.
Well, all the shirts?
It's the all the shirts button. Yeah. So anyways.
How was your Easter weekend? Good?
I had a sick kid.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah. So it was all right. How was yours?
It was good. I had meat for the first time in a week.
How did that feel afterwards?
Fine.
Yeah.
I didn't overdo it. Just had a little bit of ham.
That's okay. That's nothing.
Had a little bit of, just a little bit for lunch.
That's good. Well, you never know. Your ears is kind of a delicate tummy sometimes.
Usually with dairy. So it's usually dairy.
I heard through the grapevine, meaning you, that you can't eat eggs anymore, is that right?
Yeah, well, I found out something. My wife made a lovely egg dish.
That's something.
For Easter, and I had a little bit of it, and it was fine.
Yeah, sure.
Didn't bother my tummy because I had eaten something previously. And then I tried today. I had breakfast. So before I came over here, I had a little bit more of this egg dish.
Yeah.
And it's been fine. So maybe it's just a thing where I can't eat eggs first thing in the day.
Oh, okay. Right on.
So,
eggs are great, man. Live off eggs.
Yeah, you pretty much can. I think I heard they have one of the few food items that
has everything
protein you need. Stevie Bradley got a couple super chats. Then we'll get started with the show, I swear. Stevie Bradley, $2, newfound respect for the villain. Yeah, he was great.
Man, and I know like a lot of people out there who are more experienced with his milieu, as you like to say.
Mm.
His resume,
no, I say oeuvre.
If you will. Oeuvre.
That's my word.
Oh, okay. I like milieu.
That's fine. That's a good one, too.
You know what another word I love is? Minutia. It's so fun to say.
Mm.
The detail. You don't like minutia?
It's not my favorite.
Oh, wow. Interesting. So you would rather say details instead of minutia.
Sure.
It's the minutia. Anyways, what were you talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, with Marty Scurll stuff. Like, I know you're probably out there saying, you guys, you're a couple of noobs. What a bunch of marks. But, you know, hey, man. Every day. We never claim to be experts. We're always learning.
He was
actually
behaving like a villain this over the weekend at Sakura Genesis. Also, another one from Mike WOP, $2. This mania is cluttered AF.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on, man. Absolutely. Hey, so let's talk about this really quick before we get into the actual show.
At some point, we'll talk
about
our
WrestleMania plans.
Show.
We will not be live streaming for TakeOver.
No.
We're not going to be doing that.
No.
That's the one time when I can sort of kick back and just enjoy maybe a live tweet a little bit.
I might try to watch TakeOver and Supercard of Honor that night.
At the same time?
Well, no. Right. My attention span can't handle that.
I love the voiceover guy they get for all the Ring of Supercard of Honor.
But I might try to watch them back to back.
Yeah, that Cody Kenny match is going to be something else.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fantastic. Yeah, I might try to do that too. But yeah, no live streaming there. Plus, on Friday and Saturday, I think we're going to be moving our stuff into the office. We're locked in on that.
Yeah.
Even if they pull another swerve and say there's no internet, that means we're not going to be live streaming
until we have internet.
Until we have internet, we're in that damn office. We're on not only on the road to WrestleMania, we're on the road to damn office. And I'm calling it damn office at this point.
All right.
When we
not that cool office.
Our WrestleMania recap is going to be our first podcast from there.
Well, that's not true. We did our last recap.
Oh, on the set though.
Oh,
this
okay.
table,
yeah,
the
yeah,
new
yeah,
backdrop,
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Another super chat from Jeremy Adams. Or Adames. If we get Joe as Braun's partner, how do they team them up? Braun says, look, I got another dude who wants to get hands.
Yeah.
Who likes to dole out hands.
Yes.
He's here.
It's Joe.
Exactly.
Every chance, Joe.
So anyways, not only are we on the road to office, we're on the road to WrestleMania.
We will be doing our live stream reaction Sunday. We're doing the whole thing, right? Starting at 2, where the pre-show starts?
Okay, yeah, we're doing the entire thing. The kickoff show, however, kind of has to be on Twitch, right? Like, our reactions, because we're going to play games.
Oh. Well, we don't have to play games. How about this?
I have
an idea.
I was looking forward
I have an idea. How about this?
I want your Minoru Suzuki challenge.
We'll see. How about this? Listen to me. We can talk about it afterwards, but here's another idea.
Okay.
During the pre-show.
Yes, we make plans on air, dude. So
yeah,
we do.
During the pre-show, we could either do the game stuff or...
Okay.
We could
okay.
record our TakeOver recap before Mania during the pre-show.
Like live for everybody?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. During the pre-show?
Yeah.
But then what happens if a match happens?
Well, like, you know, there's that huge span of time usually where nothing happens, just people talking.
Yeah. Majority of the kickoff, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, once we get a better feel for like what's going on in the kickoff, then we can talk about it. I'm kind of bummed out. I'll be honest with you. I'm kind
we can
of
still
out.
Do that.
I really like the idea of your Minoru
Suzuki. I just had a thought about the we'd have to switch streaming platforms.
No, it's okay.
It's fine.
Double dipping. Because we need to start making some more money on Twitch anyways.
Yeah, no, I know.
We need to diversify our revenue streams,
man. We do.
Can we start right now on air? Can we start plotting out graphs and charts for our revenue streams?
Sounds like work.
We don't do that.
We do this job because it's not really work.
People want to give us money, they give us money, and then we just keep on doing the show.
Yeah, that's pretty much that's our business plan.
So anyways, WrestleMania week, here we are. The Rock, rumored to be at WrestleMania. The odds, some betting sites have
odds
him.
Odds checker, 99% chance he'll be there in some capacity. 25-1 odds he actually wrestles. But today on Cage Side Seats, they're reporting in their rumor roundup that, quote, the latest speculation going around has The Rock appearing at WrestleMania
34
for a singing segment with Elias.
I love this. No. You hate it. Why? No. Why do you? I love this.
Two
this
things.
Is great.
One, if Elias is in a segment with The Rock, that means he won't be Braun's tag team partner. Second,
we would have heard from
the last
that.
Time we saw The Rock at a WrestleMania in a segment, he ended up burying the entire Wyatt family.
Okay.
So, no.
May I counter this, please?
No.
And don't interrupt me. May I counter? I'm going to counter now.
You asked me a question. I could say no.
Okay. I'm going to anyway.
No, thank you.
Because like,
I just won't listen.
On our
carry on.
On our general partnership agreement, it's 50-50 split on the show, so I can do 50%. Last time we saw The Rock, he was trying to get put over Bray Wyatt, the Wyatt family, right?
Yeah, I know, by destroying the Wyatt family in 8
right.
seconds.
Well, we heard that, you know, he wanted to work with Bray Wyatt.
He was a huge fan.
Because he was a big fan, right?
Yeah.
I will guarantee you The Rock is a massive Elias fan.
Yeah, I know, but at the end of the day.
What is this interruption?
You interrupt me all the time. Don't act like you're...
Do I still do that? I thought I tried to get
I'm
better
so
at that.
I'm so used to it now, I just don't even notice it.
People used to complain about it. I feel like you do it more. Somebody can start tracking interruptions. Anyways, after that encounter with The Rock, what happened to Bray Wyatt? The next year, he ended up being coming in as WWE champion.
Yeah, he was a transitional WWE champion.
No.
Lost in one of the worst matches.
He was just a short-lived
in recent
WWE
memory
champion.
To Randy Orton.
He was
Sorry,
a short-lived
Randall
WWE
Orton.
Champion that they did some fairly interesting things with until, yes, they had a terrible match and Randy Orton won. However, and Rock is totally going to come out looking strong man against Elias. We get that. He's The Rock. He's in like 5 different movies this summer, and they're all going to make $1 billion each. This is big for Elias. This is. Let me ask you something. When Elias was El Vagabundo and he was being shuffled off and Cassius Ohno destroyed his guitar on his way out of NXT, on Elias' way out of NXT. If somebody said, hey, guys, guess what? Elias is going to be in a segment with The Rock come next WrestleMania. A, we never would have believed that time traveling person. Mm-hmm. And B, we both would have been like, if you're serious, that's fantastic. That's fantastic because
yeah,
that's a huge,
change.
That's huge for Elias.
No, it is huge up at the moment where he loses in 8 seconds.
Yeah, he's going to lose quickly because The Rock can't do that stuff anymore.
I understand. So, I mean, if it's just strictly a singing segment where The Rock maybe gets the upper hand in terms of his lyrical prowess.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. No physicality. If it's just a sing-off, okay.
I doubt they would do. It's probably going to be a sing-off and then a rock bottom.
Yeah.
But they're not going to do a match.
No, I don't want to think where The
match.
Rock tear away pants and has his tights underneath like he did with the Wyatt family.
Yeah, I would. See, I'd even be cool with that, but they're not going to do it again.
No.
So.
Which they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Aliens exist. $5. Braun's partner should be God, a la the Shawn Michaels and God versus Vince and Shane match. How about this? Braun's partner should just be a giant pair of hands.
That'd be interesting. Be like Mark Henry and Mae Young's son.
Uh-huh.
Just a big hand that comes out.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that too. Big pair.
We should put that on our count out.
Just a big ball.
A giant
you
hand.
Like, you're going Monty Python with your surreal comedy
much.
Right now. I like it. That's good. Oh, man. So anyways, you don't like it. I like it because it gives Elias some more shine.
Listen, I understand if you're in the ring with The Rock, that's good for you. That means they got...
Mm-hmm.
They got hopes and aspirations for you as a potential main eventer. At the same time, history has shown us, mostly just the Bray Wyatt Haley segment, that just because you're in the ring with The Rock for a segment doesn't always mean it's greener pastures thereafter.
But he won the WWE title after that.
Yeah, for a month.
Yeah.
Month and a half.
Yeah.
It was a crap reign. Ended up being a crap story.
Oh, man, that House of Horrors. Was
crap.
You need to be a little more positive. I got a lot of crap from the on our NXT episode for all the negativity that I was coming out with.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It was just an odd episode of NXT where they had a lot of
there was just a lot of stuff jammed into it.
It was for some reason they had a lot of little weird things that I can't stand. Like on 205 Live, Mark Andrews' theme song. I just don't like it. I think it's corny as crap.
Before we started the episode, we had some stream issues and stuff like
that. Yeah, but I honestly don't think that had anything to do with it.
Yeah, that had a lot to do with it.
I don't think it did. I still would have complained about denim jackets.
I think you may have, but it wouldn't have been to the same degree.
Oh, and then we had that debate about the tag teams. I still think that NXT has crap tag teams.
All right, you're prerogative, man.
I know, man.
Before we go, the next story, Bravo 664, $2. What if Braun's partner turns out to be Grimm?
I'd be very surprised, but I'd be fine with that. That'd be a little weird, though. Anyways, next up, let's talk about this next story.
Yeah.
The names for the...
Well, the first five names.
In the so-called...
Greatest.
Greatest Royal Rumble.
It's just the largest.
It's just the largest. They should have called it the biggest money grab in WWE history. Because, come on, man. You're not going to have any women at the thing? Are you serious?
Yeah, that's a bummer.
You know, man, people know if you're not putting your money where your mouth is. People know these days. They're on the savvier side. I was worried when Sinclair Broadcasting took over a ton of local stations and then they edited that weird Borg-like clip of all those anchors saying the same thing, all that propaganda crap. People know. They're savvy. Come on, WWE. You guys want a lot of money? Yes, we love all the money. Okay, but no women. Well, we really love money, though. So, we'll do it. Sure, why not? Come on, man. People know. So, yeah, what you said is correct. It's the largest Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I don't like calling it the greatest.
Technically speaking, it is the largest Royal Rumble.
It is. It is. By 10 competitors, it will be the largest Royal Rumble.
What is the greatest Royal Rumble? Because here's the thing. If this was true, if this was in fact true... Then the 40-man that Alberto won would have been the greatest Royal Rumble before this.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
No.
Probably the one. Which one? What do you think is the best one?
Either the one where HBK went the whole way or the one that Flair won the title in.
Oh, yeah. Those are... Oh, what a... Man. Great options off the top of your head. Look at that. Yeah. Good job.
But anyways, just because it's the largest Royal Rumble doesn't make it the greatest Royal Rumble.
True.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So WB took Twitter to announce the first five competitors mm-hmm. in this largest Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And they are Will.
Well, really?
Big Show, who Big just Show. Apparently signed, according to him, a new contract back in January.
Wow.
So he's been sticking around a while. Bray Wyatt, you know he's not a threat to win.
Hold on a second.
What?
Man, I'm still in the lake of reincarnation, it's true. Man. So he's got to get out of that. Is he going to show up at Mania?
Probably. He'll probably be in the Andre Battle Royal. Kane.
He'll be in the Andre the Giant.
Kane. Braun Strowman.
Okay.
Well, and Daniel Bryan.
There's the first real name. And then the second real name. Daniel Bryan, that's great.
So he wins this, right? Daniel Bryan wins this?
Well, he has to.
Yeah.
I mean, if he wins it, then it's in the running for the greatest Royal Rumble?
I think first and foremost, it actually has to be a quality match. It's booked well and it's entertaining with some interesting storylines.
Yeah, right.
That's
right.
What actually makes a Royal Rumble great.
Where
not
is this
great.
Taking place again?
Saudi Arabia.
Are they going to have any of their like local talents in the greatest Royal Rumble?
That'd I don't
be
know.
Kind of cool. I'd like to see
there's
some
been some other that guy? Matches announced. It's Cena versus Triple H.
Can they please have a Saudi prince win this thing? That would make it slightly more legit. And they said, here's all this money. You can't have women. And my son's going to win it by eliminating 20 people. Oh, God. That was funny. Anyways, Daniel Bryan, that's great. Good for him.
Yes.
He'll win this thing.
Sure. Newsweek also confirmed that this largest Royal Rumble will indeed stream on the WWE Network. There had been talk of it, rumors of it.
Mm-hmm.
Roman Reigns, I think, kind of inadvertently spoiled it,
mm-hmm.
but confirmed it will be on the network.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So we can watch this largest Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah, we'll live stream this, man. What time is it going to be? What's the time difference between here and Saudi Arabia?
I have no idea.
Let's find out. What time is it?
7 hours to Greenwich, England.
Saudi Arabia.
I suspect around 12 hours.
Right now it is 11 o'clock at night.
Okay.
On Monday.
All right.
So it's Greenwich plus 3.
Okay. See, I don't know what time it starts.
So if it starts, let's say it starts at 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah. So it'd be 1 in the morning?
8 plus 3 is 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Something like that, yeah.
I don't know if we'll be live streaming it then.
Oh, man. Are you guys going to stay up? Answer me in chat. If this thing is on at 1 in the morning.
It's on a Friday.
On a Friday night? It's on a Friday, so it's going to be Friday night. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Friday night, man. Come on. We're not sold. We can't stay up till 1 in the morning and then till 5 in the morning.
Dude,
and then on till 5
I'm
in the morning.
Such an old man.
You're not. You're only 40 years old.
I understand, but at 10 o'clock, I'm ready to go to bed.
Oh, my God. You're not that old. I stayed up for the first 2 hours of Sakura Genesis.
Well, good for you.
That was from 11 midnight. That was from 11 to 2, 2:30. I stayed from 11 to 2:30. The only reason I went to bed is because I knew that at 7 o'clock, Bama was going to be up asking for Easter basket.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for that, if I could have slept until 10, I'd have done it.
Well, good for you.
It is good for me. Maybe I'll just go to the office and live stream myself. How about that? Would you be cool with that or no?
I don't think you'd have a very good time.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
I might have a better time. I can get Hilton there.
You're definitely not going to have a good time then.
Dude, who's that guy? What are you talking about? That's Braun Strowman. I don't know who that is, dude. Oh, man. Anyways, yeah, with the odds Brian wins, probably pretty good. I don't know. It depends on who they like over there. I will say this. Okay, so do you remember that story about Triple H not putting gender over
because
people in India love Triple H?
Yeah.
I have some anecdotal evidence to support that theory.
Oh, really?
My Lyft driver on this last trip to L.A. for Strong Style Evolved, one of my Lyft drivers was an Indian dude. Asked me what I was doing in town. I told him I'm a podcaster. I got a pro wrestling show. And he started talking about, oh, man, I loved wrestling back in the day when I was a kid. Triple H is my favorite. Evidently, maybe Triple H was right.
Who knows?
You guys have no idea. I'm like Bruno, Hogan, and Stone Cold all rolled into one golden shuffle package. I'm the man out here in India. So I don't know. A little bit of anecdotal evidence. What do you want?
Let's do a couple super chats here. The Chad, £2.99. Brennan Williams call up for Mania. Who's Brennan Williams?
He's the... Crap, I forget what gimmick he goes by. I think he's kind of like an anime character. He's all over the house show circuit.
Oh, in NXT?
Yeah, in NXT.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking NXT. About now. I know what you're talking about now.
I have no idea.
I didn't know that was his real name.
I have no idea if he's any good or not.
Like yeah.
How far along he's coming.
Yeah, I have no idea.
He seems to be fairly invested in his gimmick. I think I follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, I've seen him on Twitter too.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, now I know who you're talking about. Chaos 5338, $2. Just have Hilton stream it. Ha ha.
Just
he does love Royal Rumbles.
Oh, exactly. Oh man, that's another point. Would it be weird? Would it be like a Vance and Coy situation if it was me and Hilton and not me and Larson?
Yeah, it would.
It would. Oh man, I don't know.
Oh well, Brennan Williams was trained by Booker T.
Look at that.
Sahil
Dillon, as an Indian, talking to all of my family and friends back over there, they all love Papa H way more than they like gender. People like Triple H, man, especially over there in India, apparently. Yeah, Karen says Brennan hasn't even debuted on NXT TV yet. He's a straight to main roster. He's straight from the Florida house show circuit, straight to main.
Braun was never on TV, on NXT TV, apart from being a Rosebud or something, right?
Rosebud, yeah. But he didn't do the Florida house. I could be wrong about that. I don't know if he ever did the house show. Sorry, he had to have done something.
You would think.
Before he
other than just train in the performance center.
Yeah, you'd think. Anyways. Oh, that'd be cool. Ryan Coates says, what if Hilton wears a Larson mask? Can we do that?
That'd just make it creepy.
If it was like in Drive, when Drive Man wore the stuntman mask.
Yeah, that was creepy.
Yeah, that was super creepy.
It was super creepy.
The stuntman mask kind of looked like Hilton. Can we get you to wear the stuntman mask?
You want me to wear a Hilton mask?
Yeah. Anyways, moving on. What's next in our story?
Sakura Genesis review.
Oh, now we can talk about Sakura Genesis.
I didn't get to watch the whole thing. I didn't watch three matches. I watched the first two. I watched Suzuki-Goon versus L.I.J. and then the last three matches.
Wait, so what did you watch again?
I watched the first two.
Okay.
The Suzuki Goon versus LIJ, and then the last three matches.
You saw everything you needed to see. Hold on.
I kind of want to watch the junior tag title match just because the three teams are really good.
Yeah, it was okay.
All right.
It wasn't that great. Let's take a look here. Where's my dumb notes? Hold on. Let me bring up the card here.
Oh, goodness.
What?
Get a couple more super chats. Is it Lucy the Beast 199?
Lucy the Beast. No. Oh, yeah, right.
Lucy the Beast 199. You think they will do 100,000, the show they're going to have in Australia, apparently? They might. It's at a cricket stadium.
You know the thing about Australia? They love their wrestling there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's possible.
And then Bam Bam Martinez with $50.
Whoa,
that's too much.
Get out of here. That's too much.
He says, Power Rank, the most acrobatic big men in wrestling history. P.S. Happy Rusev Day.
How do you not put Vader on that list, man?
You got to put Vader. You got to put Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, moonsaults galore for both those guys.
Yeah. You got to put Keith Lee on there.
Oh, well, yeah, man.
The Giant initially would do top rope drop kicks.
Boss Man was a pretty athletic big man, wasn't he? Like, back in his, like, back in
the day. He wasn't doing any moonsaults or anything like that.
Who did you say that? Oh, the Giant, yeah.
Yeah, he used to do some top rope drop kicks, yeah. He was super athletic back in the day.
Yeah.
When he debuted in WCW.
Yeah.
Who else? I'm trying to think of some people that might have been a little ahead of their time.
Kane.
Yeah, Kane.
Kane was kind of ahead of his
time. Oh, even Undertaker, too.
Yeah, Undertaker, yeah. But I was just watching. What was I watching the other day? I don't know. Was it a Daniel Bryan? I don't know what it was. Oh, maybe it was Mania. I loaded up Mania 17 for some reason. And Kane did something where he like came off the top onto the ground or something like that. I don't know. It was crazy, whatever he did. I was thinking to myself, my God.
Couple more super chats, then we'll get to Sakura Genesis. Khalid Evil, $5. People in Saudi Arabia love Super Cena and hate Roman.
I mean, it's kind of the same here.
Burning Fortress, $5. Is Larson your first or last name? You've been dodging this question for years. Yes.
Yeah.
I have been dodging that question for years.
Yeah, that's a good point. This guy's kind of like John Cena calling out The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Saying, first or last name, if you don't answer me, you're disappointing all these people right here.
All right.
Hey, John, I have a question for you. Is Cena your first or last name?
Mark, it's my last name.
Oh.
John Felix Cena. It's my full name.
Felix, really?
Yeah, it's his middle name.
Oh, wow, that's great.
That's interesting to know about you.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll give a hint. Can I give a hint? Join the Friendoverse on Facebook. That's all I'm gonna say.
Let's talk Sakura Genesis.
You know, I want to delete Facebook so bad.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm kind of obsessed with a friend. I love watching. I love lurking in the Friendoverse group. It's hilarious. Anyways, Sakura Genesis, the opening match.
The Young Bucks.
The Young Bucks.
Chase Owens and the Tokyo Pimp.
Now, okay, so
Matt Jackson's really hurt, right?
Yeah, he is. And I'm pretty sure they are jet lagged to hell or something, because even when they walked out, they looked like they wanted a nap so bad.
Well, just a week ago, they were in Long Beach.
No, I know. I'm not saying, I can't travel at all. I hate traveling.
And then
traveling.
A week from now, they'll be in New Orleans.
Yeah, exactly.
It's insane the traveling these wrestlers do.
It was just kind of, I never see them like this. But it feels like a lot of, and maybe it's just storyline. Like, storyline, they're supposed to be bummed out. They keep on getting booked in these matches where they fight their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the, I think at the, what's the show? Fukuoka? Something, how does he pronounce it? Whatever the next show is. Where,
Wrestling Dontaku, whatever it's called.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's the next one.
I don't know. I sound like an idiot right now. Where Ospreay is going to take on Kushida Tanahashi is going to take on Okada.
Yeah.
Where is that going to be?
Oh, I don't know. Let me check.
Yeah. Fukuoka.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at me. I know what I'm talking about.
Good job.
They're taking on, I think they're taking on.
Yeah, they're teaming up with Marty, Hangman Page, and Cody taking on,
the other side of Bullet Club.
Yeah, yeah. Girls of Destiny and Bad Luck Fale and Kota Ibushi and Kenny Omega, yeah.
Man. So, like, storyline, they're kind of supposed to be bummed out right now.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just playing into that.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're sleeping. They're like, hey, we can use this in our characters.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. But anyways, they beat, not a surprise, Chase Owens and Yujiro Takahashi in a kind of a, I mean, it's we got all the Young Bucks moves.
Yeah, for the most part. Matt is definitely not 100%.
Yeah.
And so Nick has to carry the load, which isn't a bad thing because Nick is fantastic.
And it's an interesting story. It's something that we haven't seen before.
I believe it was Chase Owens who tapped out the sharpshooter.
Yeah.
That was applied on him by Matt Jackson.
Correct. Yeah.
Next, we had Tomohiro Ishii and Toru Yano taking on Taichi and Iizuka of Suzuki-gun.
Oh, yeah. I totally lost predictions, by the way. I think by this first match.
Nice. Not surprisingly, Ishii and Yano picked up the win. Clothesline followed by a roll-up.
Yeah.
On Iizuka, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Ishii is the big dog here, so I guess it's not surprising.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't put any faith in a Yano match in terms of him winning.
Yeah.
He's a comedy guy.
He just takes one low blow and a roll-up, and that's a three count, usually.
That's a good point. I like Iizuka. Iizuka, I think. Iizuka? Is that what they called him? Because they do the thing like with Shinsuke instead of Shinsuke.
Yeah.
It's Shinsuke.
Yeah, yeah.
Rocky Romero was doing commentary and he referred to him as Iizuka.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh.
Oh, that seems right.
You learn something new every day, man. You learn something new every day. Next up, we had Bullet Club, Bad Luck Fale, Tama Tonga, and Tonga Loa. Tama Tonga versus Michael. Listen to this team. Michael Elgin, Taguchi, and Togi Makabe. Right, I don't even think, are those guys even in Taguchi Japan? Is there even a Taguchi Japan anymore?
Well, I think kind of. I mean, Taguchi still wears his jersey. He still plays the coach role.
Have they turned into the Bullet Club Hunters, like the new Bullet Club? Like, they're really not even a thing.
Well, I think it always was kind of a loosely affiliated faction.
Kind of. They've done group photos though.
Because like Tanahashi kind of moonlights in Taguchi Japan.
Right.
I guess so does Juice Robinson.
Tama Tonga didn't even take off his shirt for this match. When I noticed that he didn't even take, I was like, dude, they're not losing these never open weight 6-man tag team championships.
Well, so his That's shirt had his happen. Dad on it.
Yeah. But still, I'm just saying he didn't plan on breaking a sweat, and he didn't.
Yeah.
Even though he's the one who picked up the win on, you know, whatever his cutter's called. They called it gun stun. Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Thought that was something else. But anyways, yeah, they beat Elgin. Elgin was booked so weak in this match. He was like in most of the match, but he did like zero damage. I don't know what that means, people. Anyways. Yeah, everybody had massive. Even when they were doing the stupid, when Taguchi was doing the rounding the base thing, the base coach thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Even during that, he had lose face.
Oh, wow.
He had lose face on the entire time. Anyways.
Next.
And then there was my favorite part of that match, though. Was Bad Luck Fale going up. He punched Elgin right in front of the commentators and then got on the mic and said, what can I say? He's got one of those faces you just want to fucking punch. Oh, man.
Wow.
Next up, we had Taguchi Japan.
But with no Taguchi.
With no Taguchi.
Taking on Chaos. This was Hiroki Goto, Jay White, and your favorite, Yoshihashi.
Yeah, it was Hiroshi Tanahashi, Juice Robinson, and David Finlay. So,
of course, Finley's challenging for the U.S. title at some point during the next series of shows. There's actually three shows coming up.
Okay.
There's two wrestling Dontaku and then one that precedes it, where the main event's going to be Suzuki versus Naito.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the name of that show?
I don't remember.
Oh, man. Wait, will it say here? It might say here.
Oh, it might.
Because if that precedes it, it's going to be the next show.
Yeah.
Well, no, it says Lionsgate Project 11's the next show.
Oh, yeah, that's on the 11th, I think.
It's so confusing.
There's a lot of shows.
I think it's all beginning of May.
Anyways.
Too many shows.
I caught the very end of this. Tanahashi pin Yoshihashi after something. I assume it was a high fly
Probably
flow.
Probably a high fly flow.
I think, yeah, I caught the very end of it.
And that wasn't the last we were to see of Tanahashi.
No, it wasn't. Next, this match was a ton of fun. I really enjoyed this. Suzuki-gun, Minoru Suzuki, Davey Boy Smith Jr., and Lance Archer. Took on Tetsuya Naito, Evil, and Sanada.
So who's our going-in Raw Wrestler of the Year right now?
Is it Lance Archer? No, it's Trent. Or was that last year?
That was last year.
Well, you have to think Chucky T.
Or it could be Lars Sullivan.
Yeah.
Lance Archer, it's like he's trying to actively become going in raw wrestler.
I know.
Spitting on everybody.
Which, you know, as long as I'm not in the venue, I find wildly entertaining.
That's my, that people want to know what my wrestling bucket list is now.
Is it getting spit on by Lance Archer?
No.
Oh, okay.
Having
sorry.
You get spit on by Lance Archer.
Yeah, good luck with that. I need to tie me to my chair to make that happen if we're ever at a show where they're wrestling again.
We need to get, that's why we need to get our press credentials, and then I'll send you in there to do the Lance Art, the Killer Elite Squad interview.
Mm.
I'll send you in there, and
right.
then I'll get in his ear earlier. I'll DM him, hey, the dude with the salt and pepper beard.
I'll shave my beard.
He'll get somebody else, some poor other schmo with a salt and pepper beard.
Like Cody said, hey, you with the mustache.
Exactly. No, man, I love Killer Elite Squad.
Yeah,
do you see him terrorizing that poor child in the front?
My God.
Hey, thank God during the Okada match or the like lead up to the Okada match, they cut back to that little kid. And he was fine. He was happy.
Yeah.
But my God, Lance Archer.
He was right in that kid's face and like
he was doing this to the kids, like he was doing this, and that kid was terrified, and that dad was taking it all in stride. He was like doing the thumbs down to
him. Also the kid was wearing an LIJ shirt and Naito was getting his butt handed to him by Suzuki the whole time. I'm sure that didn't help matters.
I thought that was great. I thought it was fantastic. I love Suzuki Goon, man.
Oh gosh, yes.
They're so great. But then they were going up against Los Ingobernables de Japón. Naito's work with Suzuki is fantastic. Him just ignoring him. Oh, why isn't this like headlining Dominion or something?
I know.
This is fantastic.
The look on Naito's face when Suzuki is making his entrance. Wasn't looking anywhere near the ramp. Just kinda...
I know. Just who's going to this. Oh, man. What a great storyline.
Yeah.
Don't ignore me.
Yeah, I know.
That's fantastic. That's great.
This match was a ton of fun in the end. Evil ate a killer bomb. Suzuki Goon picked up the win while mm-hmm. Suzuki was destroying Naito on the outside of the ring. Put him in like a knee bar or a heel hook.
Yeah. Then there was a great promo afterwards. Naito got in the ring and I didn't catch the translation. I really wish that they would have like, I don't know how easy or difficult this is to do. But is there any possibility we can get like a subtitle translation guy like on the spot, like live or something?
Probably not.
Probably
because
not,
they're not
huh?
scripted promos, I don't think.
No, I know. But how difficult is it? You would need either a combo or one like really talented guy who can be like a court stenographer / translator. Because those court stenographers are sitting there.
Yeah, but then you got to get the whatever that person types into the system up into the telecast. It's not going to be real time. It's going to
be like... Well, that's instant. This is instant. It's happening.
The various stages it has to get through to make it on air. It's not instant.
Probably really difficult.
Yeah.
Still be
nice.
Probably
why they don't do it.
Well, why don't they do this? Get a translator to just pipe into Kevin Kelly's ear so Kevin Kelly can tell us what he's saying.
Sometimes it seems like that he understands bits and pieces of what people
Some
are
of
saying.
It he knows. He says, showing respect to so-and-so.
Yeah.
But, man, they talk way too much, and I don't know what they're saying.
I know they have transcripts.
Yeah, they do.
Translated somewhere on the English language website. I don't remember where it's at, though.
Well, it's all a process, man. No, I mean, and I mean, here's the great thing. This is the great thing, though. We may not get the minutia. Yeah.
But we get.
I got the word in.
We get the
but
the overall
through their
picture.
Body language, you totally understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I just really want the minutia.
All right. Well, tell the good people what the gist of what Naito had to say. Was he challenging Suzuki?
I assume so.
All right.
I don't know. I didn't get the translation. No, yeah, he was. I don't know exactly what he was saying, but I assume he was, because then Suzuki came out. Naito laid down as Suzuki stood over him and delivering a promo, I'm assuming talking crap.
Oh, that's great.
And he got to the point where his legs were basically, and he wasn't looking at him, his legs were basically like butted up against Naito's body like this. So Suzuki's like towering over him.
Yeah.
And he's talking. Oh, it's great.
Oh, that's so good.
It was fantastic.
It was so good.
It was like, it was essentially like grumpy old man, you know, saying, get off my damn lawn.
Yeah.
Is kind of my assumption, but I don't know.
Carry on.
Oh, you were looking at some... that was all I had to say about the
all
promo
right. You
afterwards.
Want to take an intermission for...
do some Super Chats.
Super Chats. Joe Juarez, $5. The Young Bucks seem to work a more difficult schedule in WWE. I don't know if they worked a number of dates, but they travel a lot.
Yeah, like, they do.
you know, like across the globe. Jeffrey Nguyen, 299. Who is booking all these matches kayfabe-wise in New Japan?
Okay. Kayfabe, there is nobody booking them.
Yeah, they just happen. Kayfabe, you come out, you challenge, match happens.
That's the point, yeah. Yeah. Kayfabe is real.
Trey Saunders, $5. Which promotions wrestlers would you like to see interact with the NWA to make them feel more relevant? And what's your overall opinion of current NWA?
So Billy Corgan has said, I'm sorry, he likes to go by William Corgan now?
I have no idea.
Anyways, Billy Corgan has said that he has a 20-year plan for the NWA to sort of bring them to relevance. Mm-hmm. I think that's fantastic, and I think they're making some good moves, some very first initial great baby steps. You had a good little YouTube series with
the 10 pounds of gold stuff was good.
With the transition from Tim Storm to
Nick Aldis.
And then you have this thing where Aldis was defending the title like 20 times in 60 days or something like that.
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
All over the world too.
Apparently, Josephus is now getting involved again, which I like. So I don't know. I think that's a great way to do it. Having a traveling champion.
Yeah.
And it's been less than a year, I think, since he sort of took over and did stuff. So it's been really cool.
Wow. Bam Bam Martinez. Again, $50.
Whoa,
that's way too much.
Bring it down a notch.
Name one of the best wrestlers to come out of each of the six continents. And he says he won't include Antarctica.
Oh, wow.
Best wrestler out of six continents.
Best wrestler come out of North America. That's a pretty long list.
Well, I mean, people consider Shawn Michaels the greatest performer of all time. Then you got to say Shawn Michaels or Ric Flair.
Say Ric Flair.
South America.
This is his name, Bobo Brazil. Well, that's his name.
He wasn't from Brazil,
I don't
man.
Think he wasn't.
He wasn't.
He wasn't. Factually speaking,
he wasn't. No. I know Cesar Bononi's from Brazil.
Yeah, I know exactly. Hold on a second. I'm gonna hold on. South. Okay, give me Asia. That's a continent, right?
Yeah.
Best wrestler come out of Asia.
Oh,
that was not Okada.
Yeah, I say Okada.
I mean, there's a million. There's
you can say
Inoki.
Yeah,
giant.
You can say
Baba.
Masawa.
Oh yeah, Masawa.
Yeah, there's countless you can name.
I'm giving it to Okada.
Yeah, Okada's pretty good. Europe.
I'm pretty sure whatever records there are. I'm curious after he gets past Tanahashi, what is the next record for Okada?
I don't think there is one. Then it's title reigns, number of reigns, because he's already blown past longest reign. Once he beats Tanahashi, I'm assuming at the next show, he will have that record.
Uh-huh.
And so now he just has to eclipse Tanahashi's record of 7 title reigns.
Okay.
Which means he has to lose it a few times.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, that's right. Eddie was born in Texas, so.
Well, I think Mexico is considered part of North America. Central America, I think, is ultimately considered part
of
North America.
That's a good point, yeah, because it's central. Yeah, okay, never mind then. I'm an idiot.
Who's the greatest European wrestler?
The greatest European wrestler.
William Regal.
I mean, God, our knowledge is so limited.
I know.
Who's one of the old school World of Sport guys?
I know. Johnny Eddie. Saint.
Yeah, there you go.
Billy Robinson.
Yeah. Isn't there an Eddie something or another?
Probably.
Trent Seven. Walter.
Walter,
it's
there
Walter.
You go. Walter.
It's Walter. Oh, man.
And then Africa.
Akeem. Oh.
Kofi Kingston was born in Ghana.
Yeah. So maybe him. I don't know.
You looking for a South American wrestler still?
Well, I tried and then it didn't work.
All right. You don't want to go with Cesar Bononi?
Cesar Bononi, he's in.
Jeffrey Nguyen, 289. Sorry, he meant Young Bucks matches versus other Bullet Club. Oh, who is booking all the Young Bucks versus Bullet Club matches in New Japan?
Oh,
they just booked booked themselves, I guess.
Well, if we're still talking in kayfabe,
yeah.
Oh yeah. According to this, according to what is this? Pro Wrestling Wiki. There's only two African wrestlers. One of them is Kofi Kingston. I don't know who this guy is. Prince Nana. Who is that? I don't know who that is.
No idea.
So I don't know, man. I don't know. But he gave us $50, so I'm be damned if I'm not going to answer
his
question.
Yeah, we'll answer his
question. Australia.
That's not a continent, is it? Is it its own continent?
I think so. Yeah, what continent do you think it's part of?
I can't remember if it's part of Asia or not.
Australian wrestling.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
They had that WCW over there that was supposed to be really
good.
Yeah.
TM61.
Oh, they're perfect. TM61. Let's see. Who came out of this?
I guess Australia is a continent.
Here's the thing, man. We're not prepared for this question.
No.
But I'm totally fine coming off as an idiot, so it's okay. I love this question, though.
Yeah, it's great. Antonio Rocca was from Argentina.
Oh, okay.
So you got to put him in discussion for greatest wrestler from South America.
I don't know, man. Once I'm going to go visit my mother's homeland of Paraguay one day and go catch some lucha shows there.
Good idea.
And then I'll report back as to who the best guy was.
Cool.
That'll be my answer.
Cool.
Let's see here.
What?
Nothing.
Trey Saunders, $2. What's Pentagon ceiling in WWE, New Japan, or Impact? Well, he could be a world champ in Impact. Pentagon's great.
Buddy Murphy, Australia.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, he's
best
great.
Ever.
He's good.
I'm sure there's been so many better guys.
I know.
Anyways, what now? What was the question?
Pentagon's ceiling in all of the various promotions, not Lucha Underground.
You know, I'm still not that familiar with his work. I've seen him live once. You're a big fan.
Oh,
I have not
great.
Seen enough of his stuff to get a handle on that. What do you think his ceiling is?
World champion Impact.
Okay, well, yeah. So can I.
He can do really well in New Japan. His style is...
Hey, I'll say this, though. I wrote down notes. I just never did a review, but I'm going to bring back the Impact reviews once we're back in the office.
All right.
Austin Aries and Matt Sydal.
Uh-huh.
Killer title versus title match.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
On Impact this past week. They're making some good moves.
Anyways, yeah, the ratings are up, too.
I know. It's reflective of that. What now? What was the question? Oh, Penta.
Yeah.
New Japan.
Oh, he'd do great.
You think he'd do great?
Mm-hmm.
Think he'd be best champion?
Well, I mean, Okada's... The problem with New Japan is that if he were to step into New Japan right now as a full-timer... Yeah, he can definitely be Intercontinental.
Never
yeah.
open weight.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And I would think he would do really well in NXT.
Yeah, I don't see Okada letting go of that title. I think they're going to go for, like, I don't know, the freaking Bruno record or something.
He'll have it for 2 years at Dominion.
Yeah. It's going to be weird.
And if he doesn't lose at Dominion, I don't know when he's going to lose it.
Because they're not going
to be at a major show.
Oh, he's not. Dude, he's not losing at Dominion. Whoever he loses. Number one, it wouldn't surprise me if it ended up being Kenny. But like 2 years from now or something like that, you know, because I don't know. Could I see Kenny going to WWE? Maybe. Anything's possible.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He's having such a good time and New Japan is on such a rise. They're just a killer promotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unless he just wants to get a nice payday
but
before he hangs him up. I don't see what his motivation
goes. Here's what I would love to see. Kenny has a great time doing this Golden Lovers thing, right? But then... like any amazing relationship, you know, if it doesn't continue to go up, it crashes hard, right? So him and Kota end up having their big match at like Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah.
Like some like, you know, big, and he turns into like super emotionally messed up Kenny, like, you know, really dark, darker than he was before when he was a heel. And maybe that version of Kenny finds a way to get it off Okada. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Maybe.
But I don't know. Something tells me they want like some sort of massively historic, because here's the thing about Okada, and it was sort of echoed at this show. It's not getting stale.
No,
they continue to find new ways for him to absorb other abilities.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
This Zack Sabre Jr. match was fantastic.
Yeah, it was. Here, let's take one more super chat here and we'll get to the rest of the card. Jeffrey Nguyen, $4.99. Cesar Bononi. He was NXT Future Star 2017. Indeed. He was.
Yeah, man.
Next, I didn't watch this match.
Popo Brazil, I'm telling you.
For the Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Championship, Suzuki Goon, El Desperado, and Kanemaru versus Bushi and Takahashi and Roppongi 3K.
Yeah, there wasn't nearly enough Takahashi in this match. He's like my favorite.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah, it was fine. It was fine. I just didn't, I don't know, wasn't that great.
All right.
Because especially after that was one that was a contender for match of the year.
Oh, yeah.
My God, Will Ospreay versus Marty Scurll. I mean, honestly, if you take the, and it was they probably hit it plenty fine in practice. He's probably done it before, for all I know.
Oh yeah, looks like someone hung onto the ropes a tad too long.
I think he did, maybe.
Yeah, he did. I thought it was. I'm sure if that was his arm.
Besides that mistake, botch, whatever you want to call it, my God.
Oh, it was phenomenal.
It was a phenomenal
and
match.
Even that spot, while it was rough to watch and looked extremely painful, once you see Ospreay get up and just other than a cutting his head, he was fine.
Well, he said that the rest of the match he was totally fine, didn't feel anything, and it wasn't. And that's got to be the adrenaline.
Oh yeah.
Once he got, because there was a good 10 minutes left in the match.
Yeah,
or
there's a lot.
Once he got back to the back, he said, and I think Meltzer had this. Somebody had it. Yeah, Meltzer had it on his daily update thing or something. He said that he felt excruciating pain. Later on in a Twitter exchange with some jerk fan who was like, they're just glorified stuntmen. You know, these guys with like, you know, 12 followers, and all of a sudden he's giving a bunch of shine because, you know, wrestler says, hey, screw you. He said, dude, I literally can't turn my head right now.
Mm-hmm.
But man, this was, talk about elevating the title. Like, oh, yeah. That's his goal right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And this match absolutely did it. I was kind of going into it. I was like, I'm not sure what we're going to get out of this. I did not know they had such a history, such a fantastic history. Yeah. It's great.
Well, last time the two of them wrestled, something seemed a little off about the match. It was fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was towards the tail end of 2017. They had a one-on-one match where Skrull won.
Yeah.
You know, furthering the story of Ospreay not being able to beat Skrull.
Mm-hmm.
But this just blew that match completely out of the water.
This was fantastic.
A villainous, vicious Marty Skrull looking to exact as much punishment on Will Ospreay's
neck.
Picking
him apart.
As he could.
Yeah.
Deviating from his usual strategy, as the commentary team mentioned, of working over the arm to set up the chicken wing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this was just a completely different Marty Skrull.
Yeah.
It was great to see him actually vicious, villainous,
mm-hmm.
Looking to find a different way. And you know, I love these matches.
And cold.
Yeah, these
really
matches
cold.
Where they call upon the wrestler's history and play into the story of the match, because these two guys know each other so well. They were reversing, you know, like signature move after signature move.
Yeah.
Like Ospreay would set up for cheeky Nando's, Skrull would reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
He'd set up for an Os cutter, Skrull would reverse it, and vice versa. Ospreay reversed out of countless chicken wings, it felt like, during this match.
Yeah.
Just Ospreay's so darn smooth, and he's so fast.
Yeah.
You know, the Spanish Fly aside, everything else was smooth and fast and really well executed.
Mm-hmm.
Just a great story of Ospreay having overcome getting his neck destroyed to hit that last Os cutter.
Yeah.
Picking up the win. Finally getting a 1-on-1 victory over Marty Skrull.
Yeah. No, it was a beautiful match. Mm-hmm. A match of the year contender for sure. Yeah.
And hopefully Ospreay's okay.
Yeah, I know. He's got, I think I mentioned this earlier, somebody did the math on it, and he's announced, or he's advertised for like at least seven shows in New Orleans this week. So I don't like people getting hurt. I don't like people suffering from long-term injuries.
I don't want anybody getting hurt.
I know it's a financial boon for him to do these matches,
mm-hmm.
but
same time, he's young still. He needs to keep the rest of his career in mind.
Yeah, exactly. Next up we had Cody and Hangman Page
taking on the Golden Lovers.
Uh-huh. Another fan. It's really difficult.
Oh, I know. Top the match the Lovers had against the Young Bucks.
Yeah.
But this is more of a story-based match. Not that that one wasn't. Actually, I guess that one was more than this one. Plus, it had all the high spots.
Well, yeah. So that one, another match of the year contender.
Yes.
You know, you're going to get story, you're going to get moves, you're going to get everything.
Yeah.
This is obviously not, you know.
I guess I should have said this is more solely focused on developing the story between the people in the match, and not so much.
There you go.
Entirely on the wrestling.
Yeah, Cody is doing amazing heel work right now.
Oh gosh,
he's fantastic. But yeah, like you said, you know, it's not Kenny and Kota versus the Young Bucks. You know, two of the if not the two top tag teams in the world, two of the top tag teams in the world. But it was fun. Cody's doing great work as a heel.
Oh yeah.
There was a lot of him sort of taking out his. You know, Kenny basically said, leave Kota alone, and Cody is obviously doing not that.
Yeah.
What do you think about this Cody wants to, he said he's going to be dropping a new Bullet Club logo.
Oh, man, that's a great bit of trolling on his part. You take the most, one of the more most iconic logos in wrestling history. The
most in modern history, for sure. Yeah.
And a design that sells like gangbusters. Yeah. You know, like, I'm going to take it upon myself to change this. Because I think I have something better.
When I saw I died laughing.
That was so awesome.
I was like, this is going to be amazing. Whatever it is going to be amazing. It's going to be fantastic.
Bam Bam Martinez, this is too much. He says $75.
Oh, get out of here with that.
This last one.
What is this?
For your guys' children, 25 each. Happy Easter. Thank you very much,
Thank
Bam
you
Bam.
Very much. Thank you. That's
Thank you.
Completely unnecessary. He's blowing it up in Super Chat.
He is blowing it up.
Oh, man. So anyways, yeah, it was what it was. I was surprised Bullet Club went over. But I guess story-wise, it makes sense.
This is the go-home for the Supercard of Honor this weekend.
Supercard of Honor.
We get Cody versus Kenny, so it makes sense to give Cody some momentum going to that match.
This
so.
Is kind of akin to Okada and Ishii versus Suzuki and Zack Sabre Jr. last.
Strong style.
And then we had the main event, 34 minutes, almost 35 minutes, Kazuchika Okada, the champion, Zack Sabre Jr. The first 15 minutes of this was all submission wrestling.
Oh, I know. And Okada was doing a decent job holding his own against
Sabre. He was doing a decent job, but I do like how there was obviously, it wasn't his thing.
Yeah.
And it was a spotlight for Zack Sabre Jr. and what does. And Zack Sabre Jr.'s promos and interviews leading up to this have all been stellar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was saying, I'm going to do some stuff I've never even done before. So how's Okada even going to practice for that? Oh, God. I love Zack Sabre Jr.
Great.
So much. He plays the crowd like nobody else. It's such a different thing that he does than Cody. I think they're both amazing heels right now.
Yeah. At least I think with Zach, and we saw as a Strong Style evolved, where there's a contingent of the crowd that will, you know, respond to the heel heat and boo him.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a good portion of the crowd that admires what he does in the ring and will cheer for him based on the fact that he's so damn good.
Yeah.
Whereas Cody, it seems nearly unanimous that people want to boo him. Let's say he's a bad wrestler, but he's not like this spectacular technical master like Zack Sabre Jr.
Cody just revels in being a dick.
Oh, I know.
In character, you know? And I'll never... Dude, if you haven't seen the press conference with him and Brandy after Strong Style Evolved, check it out. It's amazing. It's just amazing work. Oh, man. So anyways, Zack Sabre Jr., just trying to contort Okada.
At first,
really going after the Rainmaker arm.
First, it was the leg, mm-hmm. then after the knee, and then he transitioned his attack to the Rainmaker arm, the right arm of Okada.
Sort of thematically, anyways, and obviously the styles are much different. But and I think it was sort of hammered home with how Zack Sabre Jr. was selling the Rainmaker because he ate two of them. I think were there three of them. Okay, go back a year. Kind of felt it had the same feeling as the Shibata match.
Yeah.
Okada not really having to weather somebody else whose style is so different to him.
I thought about that too, because narratively the matches seemed to mirror each other.
Yeah.
Where at first Okada was trying to go toe to toe with Shibata
in terms of
Shibata's striking prowess and had to adjust strategy, you know, during the match. And same with this one. He tried to go toe to toe with Zach in terms of technical wrestling, and he held his own, but in the end, Zack Sabre Jr. says, I can reverse out of anything you throw my way.
It took him like 15 to 20 minutes, and even the commentators, who did a great job, noticed when Okada switched up to strikes.
Yeah.
They made a note of that. I think it was like a drop kick, or maybe it was just a forearm. I forget what it was. But and then there was even the segment that kind of mirrored the Shibata match, where they're both sitting down, like exchanging slaps.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were some parallels there. And again, I mean, this is like... I don't know. This is just from last year when we started paying attention to Wrestle Kingdom last year through now, the Okada story has been so well told that it's not getting stale at all.
No.
They keep on coming up with these interesting foils for him.
Yeah.
Opponents for him, and Zack Sabre Jr. elevating him to this level.
Oh, I know.
Was a, you know, a masterstroke.
Yeah.
Because he can totally handle it. He belongs in the main event scene. I'm really looking forward. I really hope that we do get maybe at Wrestle Kingdom next year, Zack Sabre Jr. versus Suzuki. Because I really want to see that story too.
I know. I really want to see that too.
But at the same time, we got to see them together as a team at Strong Style Evolved, and to see the mentor-protege relationship is so fantastic. It's so great. So there are so many stories that can be told in New Japan that just feel natural.
Yeah.
They've, in terms of the character stuff, they have really set themselves up over the next couple of years.
I saw this in chat while you were talking, and then I checked on it, and yet, according to Paige's Instagram, James Storm is backstage at tonight's Raw.
That's interesting.
So we kind of finished Sakura Genesis. Okada won after three Rainmakers, defeated Zack Sabre Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can go to our Raw preview. Apparently James Storm is there.
James Storm looking to debut the Raw before Mania.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's cool. There's also, I read on, I think it was NoDQ.com, said that a bunch of the injured still like yeah, Samoa Joe's backstage. PW Insider, okay.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy.
I think I saw it on NoDQ.com.
R-Truth, Alicia Fox.
Yeah,
all backstage.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's Mania week. They all have stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows if it actually means anything. But I don't know. Do you think we're going to get Braun's partner tonight or at Mania?
I hope they wait till Mania. But then they might think, oh, well, if Undertaker's not going to show up till Mania, they don't want to do too many kind of surprise appearances.
Yeah.
So they might announce it towards the tail end of tonight.
Yeah, I wonder.
I don't know. Anyways, let's go to WWE.com's Raw preview, paraphrased by Larson. First, you get Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle facing off against Stephanie and Triple H.
Is this verbatim?
No.
I
tried to copy and paste and it wouldn't let me.
Oh, really? Well, that's a bummer. All right. Well, I'll be the verbatim guy.
Okay. Let's paraphrase. Another I have it up here. No, sorry. Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle to meet Triple H and Stephanie McMahon face-to-face. That's straight for WWE.com.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have a face-off in the ring, maybe some physicality. Who knows?
Okay.
Next, will Roman Reigns be ready for WrestleMania? Of course, last week he got destroyed by Brock Lesnar. The answer, of course, is yes.
Tonight's going to be... All right. Well, look. I don't care what happens tonight. We've had... I mean, just look back to, I guess, from Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
Have they succeeded in what they wanted to do with Roman Reigns going into WrestleMania?
Not really.
I don't think they have either. They had a chance.
They just should have kept Lesnar off TV.
They had a chance. They had a shot to do it.
I don't think they'll ever really do it.
So do you think he's going to be ready for WrestleMania, or is tonight he's going to say,
Big Dog's not ready. See you guys.
I'm going back to my yard. Gonna pop open a cold beer.
I'll have to sign up for the network. I think they got a great deal. It's like $1.99 for 3 months.
I get a month free, right? I can watch Mania for free.
Right.
I want to be there.
Do I get an employee discount if not?
Employee discount.
Next, Seth Rollins and Finn Balor collide in battle for WrestleMania momentum. They have a match tonight, one-on-one.
That's going to be a scrub. Nobody's going over clean, that's for sure.
You think The Miz will interfere? Or Ms. Taraj? Probably.
Of course, yeah.
Next, will The Undertaker respond to John Cena's WrestleMania challenge? I hope not.
Didn't he Instagram out like American Badass shirts?
That's what I heard.
Is that legit? I hope it needs to be motorcycle, man.
Agreed.
Because it's the only way. Look, if it's not motorcycle, I'm suing for false advertising.
Yeah, man.
Because last year we saw the dead man.
Hang him up. He retired.
So it better be Mark Calloway.
Yes.
Or just the American Badass.
Mean Mark Callis.
Yeah.
Go way back in his history.
So do you think he's going to respond to John's WrestleMania challenge?
I hope not.
I think probably not. I don't know, maybe.
You might get the gong and something on the Titantron, but he's not going to be there. Next, can Alexa Bliss evade Nia Jax until WrestleMania? Probably not.
Yeah, I think tonight's probably going to be the one time Nia Jax stands victorious over Alexa Bliss.
Oh, you think Bliss is going to retain at Mania?
Well, we talked about it a little bit last week in terms of like all the titles can't change hands.
Yeah, probably
and
not.
That kind of feels like it might not change.
Yeah, it might
hands.
Not.
I think I'll put it this way. I think it'd be a mistake if they didn't. But I think she's probably going to retain.
Yeah, me too. I think she might as well.
We're going to do our predictions later on in the week.
Yeah. And finally, WWE.com poses the question, who is Braun Strowman's partner? It's not Rey Mysterio. Here he said he's like a Mania Man.
It's kind of interesting that there has been no like leaks about that. There's been no, like, rumors.
Giant hand.
A giant hand or two?
Two.
Which one do you want? Two? Yeah. What if he just said, get this hand? And it's just a guy.
Well, that's not his catchphrase.
Yeah.
It's get these hands.
Well, but he's introducing his partner. Get this hand.
Well, he can still have two hands, but connected to one person.
Right, no. No, listen.
And it's
one hand plus Braun's two hands are collectively get these hands. So he can still use it.
But if he's saying get this hand, that's a singular. He's saying get these hands. His partner has come out with two hands.
Are we going to watch the Hall of Fame?
Oh, I don't know.
Goldberg. For Mark Henry's speech, I'll watch it.
Oh, for Jeff Jarrett's
video package. For Jeff Jarrett's video package, I'll watch it.
There'll be some good stuff. We watched it last year, and it was all right.
Dudley's might be good.
We got a couple more super chats here. Jeffrey Nguyen, $2.99. Favorite bad gimmick. He says, Mr. America is mine, brother.
Brother. Favorite bad gimmick.
Right to censor.
You love right to censor. Favorite bad gimmick. Is the Boogeyman a bad gimmick?
I don't know. He's completely invested in it, though.
I know. You have to appreciate.
Oh, I definitely do.
Like the character design and how much
dude
is the Boogeyman.
It's great.
But it's the Boogeyman.
Yeah.
What are you really going to do with it? I think it's bad gimmick, but I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Joe Cronin Show, $10.
What's up, Joe Cronin?
Undertaker was at Raw 25, though. He will show at Mania, baby. What's up, boys?
What's up, Joe Cronin?
Hi, Joe Cronin.
Thanks for the super chat, man.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I might have to invade his show and just give him $10 back.
There you go.
And we'll just be trading $10 back and forth.
Good idea.
It's like re-gifting at Christmas.
Yes.
I'm going to re-gift him his $10.
Yes, good idea.
Check out the Joe Cronin Show.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Undertaker was at Raw 25 in Dead Man Gimmick, so who knows?
That was, I know, but that, I kind of feel like the Hammerstein. That
was kind of outside of is Manhattan Center.
Manhattan
of
Center was non-canon.
Yeah, it kind of existed somewhat outside of canon. Yeah. It was all fan service.
Yeah. Especially his appearance felt non-canon.
Yeah.
Just like, okay, I think, you know what? Him showing up in the Cleveland Cavaliers locker room was more canon than the Manhattan Center.
Yes, agreed. I'll agree with that. All right, that's our show for the day.
What a great show. Look at that. Oh, wow, over an hour.
Good show.
Gee willikers. Thought it was a slow news week, and look at us. Anyways, probably should do some music. Hilton, can we get some music, Hilton? Hilton, are you going to show up at the live stream for the largest Royal Rumble? He's in. Nice.
Oh,
you
got to
be there.
I'm out,
he's going to be there.
I'm out.
It's a Rumble. There's some music.
Thanks, there's music.
Thanks. Anyways, thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks also to Bam Bam Martinez.
Yeah,
wow.
Thank you very much.
Huge money. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.